As lockdown loomed in March, I became obsessed with a football anthem for a team 400 miles away. I had read a news story about Edinburgh residents singing a Proclaimers song called Sunshine on Leith from their balconies. I didn't know the song, and when I looked it up, I found a glorious video of 26,000 Hibernian fans singing it in a sun-drenched Hampden Park after a long-hoped-for Scottish Cup win in 2016. Both teams had left the pitch and the Rangers' half of the stadium was empty. It looked like a concert in which the fans were simultaneously the performer and the audience. I was entranced. I watched it again and again. The sight and sound of this collective joy was transcendent. Tens of thousands of green and white scarves held aloft, everyone belting out the song at the tops of their lungs. When the crowd hits the chorus, the volume levels on the shaky smartphone video blow their limit, exploding into a delirious roar of noise. I thought of something that one of the leaders of the nationwide tuneless choirs, specifically for people who can't sing, once said. If you get enough people singing together with enough volume, it always sounds good. Our individual failings are submerged, we become greater than the sum of our meagre parts. Anthems sung alone sound thin and absurd. Think of the spectacle of the pop star bellowing the star-spangled banner at the Super Bowl. Anthems need the warmth of harmony, or even the chafing of dissonance. They need the full sound of bodies brushing up against each other in pride, joy, or righteousness. Sunshine on Leith is ostensibly a love song, but in this case, it wasn't being sung to a lover, or to the victorious Hibs players, or to the football club, or to Leith. The 26,000 singers seemed to be addressing each other. In their many and varied voices, they had transformed it into a love song to the crowd. While I'm worth my room on this earth, I will be with you. While the chief puts sunshine on Leith, I'll thank him for his work and your birth and my birth. In the YouTube comments, fans of other clubs from Millwall to Lyon and even Hibs arch-rivals Hearts congratulate the Hibbies, not on the cup victory, not on the performance of the team, but that of the crowd. Even the riot police horse is shedding tears there, observes one.